Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom to all those that are gathered this evening on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. This is Teacher Shane here with you on this edition, thanking you and praising our Elohim for enabling me, enabling us all to be in the moment. Oh, hallelujah. 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 So all blessings, all honor, all glory to our Elohim who have made us able. Able ministers. In what capacity he has called us to minister in. Greetings in the name of a master and savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, this evening. Again, blessings upon all that would desire to receive the blessings. Hallelujah. I pray all is well with the righteous, and it should be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to Yah. Praise be to his grace and to his mercy. Hallelujah. Very thankful for the word yesterday. Should be an introspect. Should been a sword. Should been a discerner. One thing is being the children of Yah. And being the offspring of Elohim. One thing in our time and our hour, as dear children, as dear children, I think the biggest fight that we seem to not really understand is you, self. The word says, give no place to the Hasatan, to the wicked one, to your adversary. Have you ever stood that the carnal you is an adversary of the new you? There is a child of bondage. We hear a lot from that child. And then here we are calling ourselves Israelites, children of Yah, children of promise. Think about that. Think about that. How much in your daily routine, your daily interactions, your daily motions, just wait, just really think about it. Step back and really take a look at yourself and really see who's rearing and what's rearing its head up even the more so. The old you or the new you? I speak this in lieu to what we're about to talk about tonight. The old you walked in darkness. In how many situations and experiences and circumstances and happenstances we find ourselves in, when the moment is it's in array, when the moment is in heat, when we're in a place to react or respond, are we going to draw from the well of darkness, which is the old you, the way you used to deal with matters, or is the new you going to take government? The new you is going to take presidents, and the new you is going to speak what the master has said unto you, how to deal with that situation, with that emotion, with that feeling. Think about it. To be sober in Yah is to actually take hold of these times. See, we have this natural body. And there's going to come a time where we're going to be judged by the things in this body. See, what I'm saying, what have you sowed to the spirit that actually will make this body a servant? Or what have you sowed to the flesh that will have you in slavery and in darkness and in bondage? Think about it. How we react, how we respond throughout the day to certain things. I'm here this evening as a vessel chosen of Yah. Because Yah has set some in the assembly. He set some in the assembly. First apostles. Secondarily prophets. Thirdly teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healing. Helps. Governments. And diversity of tongues. So by the grace and mercy of Yah, by humility of yielding to the Spirit, may this teacher this evening minister something to you to edify, to strengthen. So all of us that are called of Yah, I say stay in your calling. Continue to hear the voice of Elohim. You may not know, well, Yah, what you want me to do in the body? Yah, what is my place? Just stayed in the call first. You know, you've got to master that first before you can be lifted up and seen worthy to oversee more. Because word says many are called, few are chosen. Throughout this ministry, many years I've been in it, I've seen many come into it, and yeah, I have a testimony. I'm called. I've been here. I heard. Until truth came. And until the mirror was turned on them, and they saw themselves. It's amazing how you react and respond when the word shows us ourself. What you gonna do? When truth comes and knocks. Messiah says, I stand at the door and knock. And you think that's a one-time thing? No, this is daily. He stands at the door and knocks. I mean, even in our waking hour, when we first come to consciousness after sleeping all night, Will you awaken righteousness? Will you awaken true life, true light? Will the first words out of your mouth before your feet hit the earth be thank you, Elohim? Thank you, Yah. Bless your holy name. Thank you for this pillow. Thank you for this cover. Thank you for this bed. Thank you for the shelter. Thank you, Elohim. While I was sleeping and I was unconscious, you had watch over me. But just think, you know, when that day is coming to an end, how are you going to close the door to that day? Are you going to lay your head down in thankfulness? You going to lay your head down extolling the one that gave you strength throughout the day to give you, you know, the ability and the know-how to perform all that needed to be performed that day? Are you going to thank Yah that when you had an altercation with your brother and your sister, you know, that you're, that's fresh on your mind, that you will not go to sleep until you have that thing rectified, till you have clearance in the spirit? Throughout the day, there's so many circumstances and happenings and experiences. Always at our door, huh? If it wasn't for Yah, and I pray, saints of the Most High Yah, children of Elohim, hear what the Spirit is saying unto the assembly. A lot of ministries out here. But, you know, I'm not boasting about Straightway. I will boast in Elohim. I've seen, experienced, beheld, held what he is doing in this time, in this hour, with this family. I thank y'all for this family. I thank y'all for every one of you, especially at the feast when I saw all your faces. And you saw my face. You saw all the other brethren's faces, sisters' faces. It was a good thing. What blesses me the more to see the same brothers and sisters return year by year, by year, by year, the ones that have the endurance substance. They might not know, you know, what their place in the body is, but they're still listening to the call. And staying faithful to the time where they're chosen, and then they finally find their seat in Elohim, in Messiah. Spirit of this age is really fighting against an enduring substance. It's fighting against the order of Yah. You see, as the days go on, this Antichrist spirit is keeping many in chains of darkness. When we read so many times great and precious promises, that Yah has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. It's sad. how much we allow self to be an open door through the Hasatan. You want to know the biggest place to give in place to the Hasatan is you. Because when you read that verse, it's directed towards you, tells you to give no place. And throughout the day, how many times do you know? The Spirit reminds us of those times when we have given place to the Hasatan. And then the word comes to us and lets us know because it was you. And we want to point the finger. The devil made me do it. Really? What was the genesis of this first that gave him place? Where was your mind and your heart and your thoughts at during that experience, during that situation, during that circumstance? Just think if your eyes was on you, your eyes was just on you. No wonder the offense comes in. No wonder the envy has place. No wonder the jealousy and the backbiting and all such like. Because of you. How many times we prepare ourselves in the morning, in the daylight? The way we prepare ourselves, we look at ourselves in a mirror. And we're doing our hair, whatever we're doing in the mirror. You ever sit back and just really take notice while you're seeing your reflection in the mirror, the communication that's going on at that time while you see your reflection? Let's make it real, saints. Make it real, brethren, as children of Yah. I thank Yah for his word to be our mirror. Because we should not be as the natural man that looks, you know, and he bows his face in a natural glass. And he had that time where he's looking at his own reflection. And then when the prepping and the whatever's going on at that moment is done. The word says he forgets what manner of person he was at that reflection. You know, Pastor brought out one of my favorite passages of scriptures. It says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Whose word? It's a something about these words that arise up in us. What words have you heard when you saw your reflection in a natural mirror? You heard Pastor, you know, minister on it so many times. You, sister. You're in the mirror, you're primping, you know, you're getting your hair ready, you're getting yourself ready. And you hear words, you ugly. My question is, why did you let that minister into you? At that time, did you question that word and ask it? Did Yah say that to me? Did Yah see me this way? Because if I'm a child of light, and I know who made light, my heart and my mind should be tethered to see me as he sees me. But what is that in us when we hold our natural face? We go through this guilt, shame, and condemnation. How the word of Yah comes and shows us ourselves. This is Pastor eloquently and gently and humbly presented. You're grotesquely obese. Whoa! When you hear those words, what are the next words are you hearing? Are you hearing the voice of Yah? Are you hearing from light? Or are you hearing from darkness? Because how many of us really get the thing cooked down to the true matter? Why am I overeating? And that's not only dealing with food. I can be dealing with anything, overindulgence in anything. We can be an obese in jealousy, an obese in envy, an obese in hatred. When we never look to why are we eating these things? Why we are feeding ourselves to actually have our body positioned in this manner to see this way. When you really look at it, you know, the genesis of the whole matter, as children of light, we really need to go to the spiritual point of the matter. Why do I find comfort and engorging myself with food? And I'm not talking about natural food. It can be on anything. It can be on any level. Because this world has put in our minds to be consumers. We consume, we consume, we consume. Well, what are we truly consuming? Are we eating from the bread of life? Or are we gorging on the bread of lies? And in many instances, it's the bread of lies that tends to you think that's nourishing and feeding and giving you solace and comfort. They have a condition in the realm of health called diabetes. And a lot of this has taken place because of different experiences in childhood in the realms of rejection. It's these trigger points that the children of light should be seeing. But because we let self come in and bring us and draw us back into darkness, why do we find comfort in darkness, in ignorance? When we have an Elohim, we have a Father, and we have one that birthed us, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. When we read, he's called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Sometimes we think we got light for the matter. We'll lean to our own understanding. We read the report, every man, because he leaned to his own, he did that as his right in his own sight. He forgot Yah all the time. Was watching. Y'all can see. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Words sharper than any two-edged sword. Dividing asunder even to the soul and the spirit. So when the word of Yah comes, it shows you who's going to show out. Who? I've watched many. I watched the old show out. You know, this is a great swelling. Where is this beautiful testimony? Yah showed me this. Yah said this. Yah told me to come here. Yeah. So when the mirror came. And you saw you. Instead of you dealing with you, you pointed the finger. Why did you point the finger? Because you like to retract in darkness. This is not that hard, saints of the Most High Yah. The only thing that makes it hard in this walk is the way of the transgressor. You got to walk contrary, transgress. There's a way Yah wants you to walk. But you find yourself, I have this way. I want to walk. Now that's that Luciferian effect. And I will exalt. And I. How many times, we find this rising up and I. What about me? We could only stay in the light. As children of light. And continually receive Yah's love. There's something beautiful about his light and remaining in the light. When he sees a spot, a wrinkle and blemish in you, his love is compelled to tell you of that very thing, keeping you from his love. But we don't want to receive it, is it? No! What about my life? Okay. You seek to save your own life? Lost. Lost. Go ahead. Go back to your wallowing in the mire. Return to your own vomit. How many of you, in this time, in this hour, if you was to get sick and to throw up, will you sit there and eat your own vomit? No, you say, no, I didn't do that. But just think, when you turn back to your ways, your thoughts, your understanding, your vomit, you're sitting there lapping it up. You got spoon, fork, you got a butter knife, you got a soup ladle. You just lapping it up. But Yah would not desire his children in this distress. Yah would not have his children in this bondage. Yah would not have his children in this captivity. Well, we have found so much solace, so much peace in captivity. I don't know how else I can live. If it wasn't for envy, and if it wasn't for hatred and jealousy and all such like, I've been living all these years. In darkness. In death. Praise Yah. Let us continue in our study in the book of Ephesians upon this. Been in the book of Ephesians for a while, beloved, dear saints, those that have been following this study. Hallelujah. I chose this subject this evening due to, you know, what Pastor had brought forth Shabbat. Somehow, some way to reach my brethren, to bring edification, to bring comfort, bring what Yah would desire his children to have. If for adventure you just receive the engrafted word which is able to save your mind, will, and emotions. Too many times we think our world revolves around us. If it is revolving around you, then why did you make the testimony that you is dead? When you were immersed in water, that reflection of you went downstream. How many of us have ever beheld our face in the water? Beautiful thing about baptism, I don't know if many of us really, really apprehend it. The way we do baptism here, the way baptism, I believe, should be done. That we lower you down into a watery grave. And the water overwhelms you. But at the same moment as you're overwhelmed with water, you brought up out of it. This confession got many witnesses there at that baptism, at that water baptism. Same thing in John's time. How many there were gathered on the banks watching John, the immerser, outside of the tabernacle? baptizing him in the name of who? Until the Lamb of Yah came. Whereas the Lamb said, John said, hey, I need to be baptized to you. But the Lamb said, to fulfill all righteousness, you forerun. You were born 6 months before me. This transition, this mantle must be passed from Levi to Judah. I'll leave it at that, Saint the Most High. Old things, behold, all things are become new. So won't the saints of Yah, those that have been walking in this, to really embrace who you are in Him? Not who you was. Have you truly died to who you was? Have you truly walked away from the true enemy that the HaSatan uses, the true enemy that you give place for him to walk in up and down? We start clinging and cleaving to the life Messiah has given him and given us. Then why? Why should we shirk when our feet is set in heavenly places? When we are truly above and beyond the things we think that are trying to captivate us and capture us. To truly have the mindset of Yah, to have His word in our heart and in our mind, when His word speaks more than our word, by the word says, lean not to your own understanding. Because what causes you to lean to your own understanding? Your word. Not Yah's word. Yah's word will not lead you to lean to your own understanding. If anything, it is there to impale it. It is there to crucify it. It is there to put it upon the tree. To set it far from him. Because it... Your word is enmity. We get to that point of understanding of who we are truly are in him. I watch the world of death out there in the world where many people are. They need an identity. I've got to identify as this. I've got to identify as that. You know, they identify all these things according to their fears, according to their envies, according to their lusts, and all these evil spirits, all this darkness that is in them. You know, they can't truly see. They're blind. They're groping for an identity. And here you are as a child of light. You have an identity. Why not embrace it and walk in it? This is when you're going to finally say, this is who I am. I didn't call me to this. I remember my days of walking in darkness. But now I've been called into his marvelous light. Time to embrace light. Quit embracing darkness. We embrace it so damn much. We love ignorance. Because we think, you know, because I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to listen to it. I didn't hear that truth. No. I'm not accountable. But the word even says, you know, at that great white throne judgment, there's going to be no excuse. There's none of me going to come up to that throne saying, I didn't know. Ooh. Just think those who would speak those words. Understand why the Most High Yah would actually say, depart from me, you that work lawlessness. A people that does not want to be governed. People that was not born to be ruled. We've got so many examples of our brothers and sisters went on us when they did not want to be ruled, when they did not want to be governed. Y'all said, yeah, I love you enough. Okay. I'll give you into the hands of your enemies, and I will see how you like serving them. In so many years, the people would, no, we don't want to do that. We repent. And Yah would hear. Yah would be merciful. Yah would be forgiving. Yah would bring them out of that darkness and bring them into light, and then they would prosper. And in that prospering, then they'd go back to leaning to their own understanding. Children were like those that are truly hearing this evening. Those that are truly heard Shabbat. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. It says, for you were sometimes darkness. The word says, you were so. That was not me. You can't say that. You better not say that about me. You know, you're putting up fists and you're putting up legs. You're getting into the crane position. You got your jiu-jitsu moves on. You got your kung fu stance going on in the spirit, in the body. Body of death, that is. Your stance, when the word comes into you, the word of truth. For you were sometimes darkness. And I looked at that and I said, yes, y'all. Yes, y'all, I do. I do remember. I do remember those times. I do, Elohim. Truth, Elohim. It is truth. So speak to me. Speak to me, y'all. Speak to me, y'all. Give me more light. You know, I'm here. And the only way I can read your word, I can't read your word in darkness, but I'm reading your word in light. You know, right here, you know, I've got the Bible open before me, right now it's on Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, and if I come in here and turn the light out, I can't see. But the light is on. Oh, now, oh, wow. It's illuminated. Oh, wow, I can read now. I can comprehend. I can perceive. I can receive if I just allow the light to be turned on. Oh, hallelujah. But just think. This moment and this time, you might have been going through some hatred. You might be going through some bitterness. You might be in a bitter moment. You might be in a jealous moment. And your eyes is clouded. Your eyes is in darkness. And the word of Yah comes to me saying, you know, if you are morbidly obese, oh, no. Hey, I hear you. You think that's vampire words? Are you putting up, finger crosses all of a sudden now? You hissing at the word. Did you see yourself in the mirror? Or it says, why do men love darkness? Why? Why? I got to ask myself that, you know, when I read that. No. What is in me? What's dark in me that I tend to love? So shall I cleave to the darkness? Where I'm in fear, I'm in turmoil, I'm in pain. Shall I cleave to the light of Yah's word that helps me to see clearly? Me! Me! When the love of Yah's word is on my backside, beating the hell out of me, I should rejoice and be glad that Yah's mercy and Yah's truth is yielding that belt. And I will receive that belt. And I will endure that belt. And I know after that, if I receive in peaceable fruits of righteousness, I've seen it in children. Natural thing, you know, children, they get into doing some awkward, dastardly, just unrighteous things. And you have to reprove them. You have to rebuke them. You have to lay the rod to the ass to actually, you know, make the law so in color to their mind. If it wasn't for that ride, you know, and that experience of that ride of actually shocking that conscience, you know, would put them into the ways of righteousness. It would not show them how to walk perfectly. Because if a mother and a father do truly love their children, they will correct them. They will apply the rod at the right time when that child is in such unlawlessness. How will that child know when they're in unlawlessness? Until that rod comes and that awakes their consciousness. I done wrong. And I watched many times when the rod was applied righteously. That child would go to sleep afterwards so peacefully and wake up in peace. Some of us, we got this rage. We got this anger. We got this vengeance that's still lurking in some of the closets of our houses that we just shoved them into. Shoved them, you know, there's so much crap we just literally had to take our foot, put it on the door to get it shut. We were going to hide it from the eyes of him. Well, when the master comes into the house and he opens that closet, no! How did you find that? Who's going to show up then? And he was there in love, showing you what you should not have in that closet. Them things which you should have not hidden. When his heart had desired to put your feet in open places. But we don't see it as that. When man sees that with his writings on, when he leads to his own understanding. When he likes walking the maps of darkness, the maps of old. Well, this is how I dealt with it when I was younger. What are you going to do when the word tells you forget those things which are behind? We find so many times these things of the past are just there. We have not repented of them. We have not put the blood to the floor. We're not allowed the blood to be shed for that crime. What do we find peace in that moment? What is about that moment that we tend to just want to cover and want to just and to guard when we know it's nothing but to our own destruction? Come on, saints, look within. See that which is keeping you from the love of Elohim. Many of us have been reared up in a public education, not knowing that this public education has educated you to be independent from Elohim. That is the true, downright root motive of public education. Because who genders it? Who sanctions it? Who funds it? The state. And we understand why. We don't. And we need to understand why we find ourselves in states of confusion. States of envy. States of fear. When all your lifetime you have been tutored by the state. For you. Ephesians 5, verse 8, for you were, oh mercy, I really understand the English verbiage tense, right? If I'm going to read the word in darkness, or am I going to read the word in light? For you were sometimes darkness. When you come to the humility, come to the place come to our calling and say, yes, Yah, of a truth. You receive it. There's no infighting. There's no kickback. There's no vengeance. Okay. Let us go on to perfection now. For you are sometimes darkness. But notice this. As Yah is a... Let me say, Yah is love. When we truly, truly, truly understand who our Elohim is, love. In every aspect of our day, as children of light, we can walk in love. Who is love? Yah is love. See, this brings us to remembrance that he's brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you were sometimes darkness. But now, when you wake up tomorrow, it'll be now. When I'm speaking to you, it is now. 2 days from now, it still will be now. But now, are you light in Messiah? But now, you, this is your identity. When you truly can discern this is who you are, and you receive these words, when other voices come to you, you will not know, you will know this is not the shepherd's voice. You as gentle lambs, humbling yourselves to be under the headship and fellowship and leadership of Yah. Are you content as being sheep? His sheep? Even though there are billions on this earth, there's only a few that are called sheep. I worry that you are sometimes in darkness. You are sometimes goats. Do you love the life of a goat? Or do you want to live the life of a sheep? Do you want to be on the left? Or do you want to be on the right? For you were sometimes darkness. Look at that, and it brought me back when I read Ephesians. This is, you know, you hear me and Pastor. You hear a lot of us now when we truly read the Word of Yah. We don't consume chapters and minutes. We may consume a verse in a day. Sometimes a verse in a week. We truly understand the bread of life, how it would truly feed us. For you were sometimes darkness. So it draws me back again. Be you therefore followers of Yah as dear children. And then it draws me back further. You know, I'm looking at this King James Version with these chapters and these verses. But chapters and verses does not communicate to me as a child of light. If I go back even further, even before, and if I would go according to the layout of the King James Bible, 430, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of Yah, whereby you are sealed. Sealed. What seals us unto the day of redemption? So what's going to come against this seal? What darkness is going to try to get us out of light? This says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away. But I don't know about this deliverance thing. Lean not to your own understanding. You see yourself in the mirror, and you don't want to be delivered from you. Understand. Let all bitterness, let all wrath, let all anger, let all clamor and evil speaking be put away. But we don't want to put it away. We just, no. These are treasures. I've lived with these treasures all my life. I lived with these trinkets, and I lived with these toys all my life. From you with all malice. And be you kind to, no. Lean not to your own understanding. You don't understand why people ain't kind to you. You ain't kind. You don't understand the true law of sowing and reaping. This law was established before you was. Why not humble yourselves and truly receive the light of the word? Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. That is, you know, that's beyond us. Tell me you truly understand who you are in this walk. It's beyond you. But now, I'm a mighty one. I have light. Yeah, Lucifer thought he did too. And he was cast down. And you wonder why you cast down. Wonder why you are disfellowship. Why you are excommunicated. Because the children of light truly have an abhorrence against darkness. And then when they see this enemy of darkness try to come in, this virus try to come in to the body, it will rise up. It will raise up a standard. We understand. We don't understand. Why? Did you look at you first? When the word showed you? It didn't show you the hearts of time. You saw you. And how you allowed yourself to be used of the wicked one. Because you leaned to your own understanding. Why was he cast out? Because he leaned to his own understanding. Oh, this light. Oh, look at me. I'm beautiful. But you're ugly. You're bald. Instead of beauty, you start understanding the casting out of the Hasatan, be you kind one to another, tender hearted, not hard hearted. You know, the children of light don't have this stony heart no more. But we have a heart of flesh. Why? Because we have the heart of Messiah. Forgiving one another, even as Yah, for Messiah's sake, has forgiven you. And because of this, you know, be you therefore. Follow. Have him before you. Don't have you before you. Don't have your pain, your suffering, your hearts, your desires, your dreams, your aspirations. If you've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. When we start understanding this identity, and why we understand, why is this identity crisis going on in the world now? Because the sons of Yah are rising up. And you do not think that, you know, the spirits of this world are seeing this. We see war. In Israel, Hamas and Israel. But is that the true war? Is that the true war? Is that what we should be focusing on? And, you know, we watch the news and our eyes is drawn here. And our eyes is drawn there. Our focus is here and our focus is there. But the children of light truly know where the true focus is. They know their Elohim would not have them to be ignorant. Why? They don't see with their own eyes. Why do they not see with their own eyes? They see with the eyes that Yah has given them because they are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become. This is a strange thing in Israel. The new creature. Two paths to walk, child of darkness, child of light. Are we going to be those that are blind? Or did Messiah come and spit on the ground and make clay and put it on our eyes so that we could see? He didn't put it on nobody else, but he put it on our eyes to see. Be able to truly understand, yes, I was blind, but without Messiah spitting on the ground and making this claim, put it on my eyes, I would not see. And we think it's our light. It helps us to see. Lucifer thought it was his own light that helped him to see his beauty, but it was not. When we truly acknowledge in this time, in this hour, who we are, we're just coming upon a world scene. There's going to be the witness of Yah, and there's going to be the witness of the Hasatan. This war, when you really get it boiled down, truly to its simplistic form, is between Yah and the Hasatan. We carry a Bible. We call it the Bible. And many people that carry it every first day in their hand. As they show, look at me. But how many are truly carrying the book without the book? How many are really portraying the book in their life? In their workings. That is the true book. I have a Bible right before me. And this is probably the sixth Bible I've ever had, because every other Bible before me perished. It got old. It got tethered, you know, from use and from reading and everything. It just got old and fell apart. So I had to get a new one just so I can get the true Bible in me, so I can be the Word. You say, oh, no, he's over the edge now. When Messiah says the assembly is the body of Messiah now, how is the witness to our present time going to be made known? If we don't make this witness known in our time and our hour. And we must make this witness known, because the great white throne judgment is part of this. This is the written word. This is the living word. This is the word that became flesh. We are his witnesses. The children of light. So be you therefore followers of Yah's dear children, and walk in love, as Messiah, as Christ, has also loved us and has given himself for us an offering. It's a beautiful thing about feast days. The offerings that are coming in. The offerings that are gathered at every feast. The true offerings that are received are the ones given by love. Walk in love. Walk. This is light. This is light. As when we read Ephesians, he's given us contrast between darkness and light. Here! What the Spirit is saying unto the assembly. And walk in love, light. That as Christ, light, also has loved us. He came into light, came into the world in the beginning. Let there be light. That's even before any natural, celestial creation gave natural light. Yah commanded, let there be light. Because in your former state, you're dark and void. And the Spirit of Yah moved upon and walk in love. Walk in this light. Walk in the light of love. as Messiah also has loved us. This light, true light, it helps us to see, perceive, conceive, receive. And has given himself more light. Light gives light. Light. And has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice. What have we sacrificed? How many times throughout the day are you upon the tree when you are forced to love, not lead to your own understanding? Things speak to us, but you got to put yourself on the tree and impale yourself so that the true light and the true love of Yah will work through you. You will not want to lean to your own understanding because the report is already there. As the prophet said, who has believed our report? But you want to report, huh? Are you going to report your thoughts, your ways, your angers, your slaughterings and your threatenings? Are you going to be in the report of forgiving? Report of mercy? The report of love? The report of long-suffering? There's always witnesses there. We would never forget that. There's always witnesses. And first and foremost in our mind, you got to understand the eyes of Yah is always there first. The Yah is looking down. Yah is perceiving. We just have this perspective and this conception that Yah is always watching us. How much more? How much more would our walk be so circumspect if we would walk in his fear than in our fear? See, our fear, it relies on our word, our experiences, what we think that we need to do to escape. Our Messiah, he was in the garden, fighting with his own self. How many times do we find us ourselves in a garden experience? We got our will and we got Yah's will. When are we going to humble ourselves and be like as Messiah and walk in his light? Because if he didn't do it first, then how can we receive that light? We don't humble ourselves and receive his light and receive his gift and receive his love, receive his mercy and his long-suffering and his gentleness. He said, I'm the light of the world. But which world is he the light of? He endured everything that we endure in our time now. Yet he did it without sin. So that you can walk in that power, in that grace, and in that mercy. If it just tap into it, walk as children of light. You really think about it in darkness, what do you see? But once you're in light, you get to see all things. And you've got to really accept when you see, when the time comes, light shows you yourself. Are you going to remain in the light, or are you just going to retract back in the darkness? No wonder these spirits hiss. Light. And walk in love as Messiah also has loved us. He wants us to love one another in the same manner. This, he is the vine, we are the branches. We just got to stay connected to the light. And has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to Yah for a sweet smelling savor. As I told you, know, hey, when you're in the sanctuary, before you enter the Holy of Holies, there's an altar of incense. But that altar of incense has fire from that altar that is without. Or the first place where death takes place. Whew. Yah, you are awesome. There is no one like our Elohim. He's trying. He has humbled himself. To reach us. Well, will we be reached? We let all this other stuff reach us and think it's given us liberty. When we find, you know, these are servants of corruption. Why? And the same as it says, but fornication, darkness. And all uncleanness, darkness. And all covetousness, darkness. Let it not be once, what? Named. What? Named. Oh, we think we got to change our name to say this and say that. But you know, we carry these Hebrew names, but there's no to accentuate the name. We still walk in fornication. We still walk in uncleanness and covetousness. At the end of the day, when I read the word, you know, Yah is going to give us a new name. Why do we got to lean to our own understanding and give ourselves a new name? The new man should dictate the new name that Yah has given you. So walk in that name. Walk in that authority. Let it not be once named among you. Why? It has become saints. Neither filthiness, darkness, nor foolish talking, darkness, nor jesting, darkness, which are not convenient. But it says, and all this you, let us give thanks. Let us walk in light. Let us walk in truth. Let us walk in the creation that we were created to be. If you've been called out of darkness and to his marvelous light, embrace it. Cleave to it. For this you know, and you should know as children of light, that know a whole among us, because they walk in darkness. No unclean person, because they walk in darkness in their own understanding. No covetous man, because they think of themselves. Because they think of himself, he is an idolater. We understand, you know, the idolatry that some of us walk in when we lean to our own understanding. I believe it this way. I believe it that way. This book showed me this. This YouTube video showed me that. I looked on Instagram, and I looked on Twitter, you know, and I'm looking for all these other teachers. You know, my ears are itching. But I don't think I'm receiving good food. When Yah, all this time, is trying to feed you lawful food. I don't know. To discern between the unclean and the clean. That Yah evenly had to break it down in simplistic form to what our natural body needs to sustain itself. The things that were created to be consumed. And Yah says, these are the things which are not created to be consumed. So we see the religions of the world extolling and eating all that which is forbidding of Yah, the unclean. When Yah used these simple things to actually teach us what we should actually be eating spiritually. But because, you know, we don't attain ourselves first to that which is natural, then to that which is spiritual. Then we wonder why our bodies are diseased. Go out here and eat from other tables, unclean tables. They serving you possum. They serving you squirrel doctrine. They putting up their squid and octopus, and you're like, oh, mercy, that tastes so good. Oh, mercy, oh, my belly loves it. But at the end of the day, you're still in darkness. Your feet's chained. You're not in open places. You're not understanding the true liberty of the one that was on that tree, dying for you, trying, breaking the fetters, the bands. While he was on the tree, he was not on it for him. He was on it for you. And when you truly understand that he was on that tree for you, then you can join yourself with him on that tree. Then you can truly enter into the fellowship of his suffering. As Paul said, if I could only understand, you know, what propelled him to just allow men to drive through his feet, through his hands, to put a crown of thorns upon his head. But no, we don't want all these accusations. We don't want no crown of thorns on our hand. We don't want nothing to be driven through our feet. We don't want nothing to pierce our hands. No, we will rebel. We will react. And we will rise up. We will not go humbly to the slaughter. As children of light, stand the one who has truly given himself for us. We've wanted love all our lives, and he's here trying to show you love and the true expression of love. He wants you to walk in light. He wants you not to be blind. He does not want you to be ignorant. But what is it in us that keeps us in ignorance? That keeps us in darkness? That we've got to go to where there's no light to perform our sinful deeds. We think we're out of the eyes of Yah. We've got to shield ourselves and do our dastardly deeds. Thinking that, yeah, don't see us while we're doing this. This is written to us. For this you know. That no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an adulterer has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of Elohim, in the kingdom of Messiah and Yah. And he goes on and says, let no man deceive you. And we think we're pointing our fingers at everybody else that's deceiving us, when the main deceiver is you. When you want to understand, the deception begins at you first. It's you that speaks these vain. It's you that allows these vain words to be spoken to you. So let not you, this man, let no man deceive you with vain words. For because these things comes, the wrath of Yah upon the children of disobedience. When we hear these other words, We don't understand why all this coming down on our head. Why are we experiencing this? You ever understood? You've been in disobedience. And Yah's law is forever. It's from eternal to earth. It's already established. You're disobedient and this will befall you. I mean, how can you circumvent it when he has spoken it from the beginning? And the end is written upon these things. Be not you, therefore, partakers with them. Don't be partakers with you of your old nature. Because you of your old nature, there's this familiar spirits. Now, why don't you draw you to others that are in the same manner? Verse 8, for you were sometimes darkness, but now, faith. Now faith. Now faith. Substance. For you are sometimes darkness, but now are you light in Messiah, as children of light. See, John 9. God, mercy sake alive. I didn't know where this was going. Woo, hallelujah. John 9, 4 and 5. We try to rapid fire this. Messiah says, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night comes when no man can work. Messiah says, as long as I'm in the world, I am The great I am. I am. I am. I am the light of the world. So rapid fire this, John 12, 28. Father, Messiah, praying, glorify your name. And it says, then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it, and I will glorify it again. It says, the people, therefore, that stood by, the witnesses, the people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him. Messiah, Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world now. Shall the prince of this world be cast out? And I, if I, Messiah, be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to me. Is he your all in all? This, he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Messiah abides forever. And how sayest you, the Son of Man be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walks in darkness knows not whither he goes. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and he hid himself from them. Saints of the Most High, we experience death in this walk when we do transgress. And we know it. When we understand death in its true creation. Death is separation. When we truly understand the simplicity of Christ, darkness and light, when will the day of reckoning come? When the word of Yah came unto me, saying, and here you are in the mirror, You see yourself. You don't see the Hasatan, but you see the one who gave place to the Hasatan. As children of the day and children of the light, children that are not in ignorance. Because we remember the days of our darkness when other children made fun of us for our darkness because we didn't know. And we built up these fortresses in us. And we still live in them. We understand. We don't understand this realm of arrested development because we won't submit. We will not repent of past iniquities. When the word says if we don't clear these things, if we don't allow the blood to wash them away, they will continue into the third and fourth generation. And here we are in Israel, trying to bring forth seed, true righteous seed. Do we want this embedded in our seed to transfer to them? Or do we want to get it under the blood and washed so that the children of this regeneration will not have to go through the fears, the jealousies, the envies? Because many of us have put seed in all these areas, and the seed remembers. When it comes to the place of conception, whew, to understand our deliverer, we just humble ourselves and to understand that it is beyond us. And we're not here to save our own life. Messiah never was here to save his own life. He gave it up willfully and gladly. He came to do the Father's will. As he continued to walk in light, even though darkness, he had to deal with darkness. And we received the report how many times he dealt with darkness and how he spoke to darkness. And darkness did not comprehend the light. And because darkness did not comprehend the light, they seek to stone him. And we consider it a strange thing. We come into the light and we try to tell our families, tell our loved ones, you know, that, yeah. And who has believed the report? Will the called stay in the walk till they are chosen? Amazing thing you hear about Pastor all the time talking about the military, how they call out the ones who do not have the heart, who have not had the endurance, who have not had the substance, who do not have the mind. So if we have the mind of Messiah, we are more than conquerors. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Why? Because we walk in light. We walk in truth. We walk in Yah's love. And how do we know Yah's love? Because we keep his commandments. Upon these two things of Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart, mind, soul, everything that you are, all. When you do that, and you're faithful in that, you can love your neighbor as yourself. So which is greater, your neighbor or you? Who are my neighbors? Must I answer that? They that do the will of Yah. So shalom, shalom, my beloved, my family, my brothers and my sisters this evening. May the peace of Yah rule in your hearts. May the word guide you daily. May you continue as children of light. Bless you all. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Brother Josh, this evening for posting. Even though I'm dealing with certain things on my end, I'm still going forth. The word must be preached. This teacher must administer in his administration. And Yah will get the glory and honor. And I am thankful for that. So bless you all in the wonderful name of our Master and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. The King is coming.